در به برق تیغ شما، امید مادر به برق
تیغ شما. The month of Muharram is about to start, and this is one of the Ashhurul Hurum, one of the 4 months where Islam, in Islam, the qital is haram. This is one of the sacred months of Islam. There's a lot of thawab, brothers and sisters, to do fasting on the first of Muharram. A lot of thawab to fast on the first of Muharram. And at the time of iftar, whatever dua you have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek your dua at that time. That was the time when the dua of Hazrat Zakariya ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam was accepted about his son Yahya. Zakariya was an old man and he did not have any children, and his wife was unable to give birth. And that was the time on the first of Muharram when he did the dua about Hazrat Yahya salamullahi alayhi, who is the closest and most similar person in all the Anbiya of Allah towards Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And our scholars have mentioned approximately 7 or 8 points of shabahat and tashbih between Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam. 7 or 8 points which makes them so much similar. His hamal was also for 6 months only in the womb of the mother. Imam Hussein Islam's hamal was also for 6 months only. And so on and so forth, 7 or 8. So this is the month which belongs to Sayyidul Shuhada Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salatu wassalam. And we have a great responsibility towards the Sayyidul Shuhada alayhi salam in this month and throughout the year and all the months, and a great responsibility towards the blood and dima of all the Shuhada of Karbala alayhim alaf al-tahiyyati wa salam. And obviously when Muharram used to arrive, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam didn't have a smile on his face. He used to wear black. It is makruh in Islam to wear black clothes, except if you are wearing it in the love of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in the aza of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, where it is sawab to wear black. So Imam alayhi salam used to wear black in the aza of Abi Abdullah alayhi salam. And we find that in the hadith, in Kamil al-Ziyarah, we find that Abdullah ibn Abi Ya'fur, one of the greatest companions of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, and Siqa and Mu'assaq, Abdullah ibn Abi Ya'fur, he says that سَمِعْتُ أَبَا عَبْدِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ يَقُولُ لِرَجَلٍ مِّن مُوَالِيهِ. I heard Imam Sadiq alayhi salam saying to one of his lovers and followers, تَزُورُ قَبْرَ أَبِي عَبْدِ اللَّهِ الْحُسَيْنِ بْنِ عَلِيَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. Do you go for the ziyarat of the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam? And he said, this person replied, نَعَمْ إِنِّي أَزُورُهُ بَيْنَ سَلَاسِ سَنِينَ مَرَّةً. I go for the ziyarat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam once in 3 years. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, فَقَالَ لَهُ وَهُوَ مُصْفَرٌ وَجْهُهُ أَمَا وَاللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. I swear to that Allah, who there is no Lord worthy of worshipping other than Him, لَوْ زُرْتَهُ كَانَ أَفْضَلٌ مِمَّا أَنْتَ فِيهِ. If you went for his ziyarat, it would be better from the situation in which you are in right now. In other words, I mean, your situation right now, you would be in a better situation than this if you visited Imam Hussein alayhi salam. فَقَالَ لَهُ جُعِلْتُ فَدَاكَ أَكُلُّ هَذَا الْفَضْلِ. This much fadilat. Then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam replies back, ابن قولوه رحمة الله عليه, in the Mu'tabar tradition has narrated in Tamil Ziyara, where he says, Na'am. Imam Hussain said, Yes. Wallahi lo inni haddathukum bi fadl ziyaratihi. I swear to Allah, if I inform you about the fadilat of the ziyarat, of his ziyarat, or bi fadl qabrihi, and the fadilat of his qabr, latarakhtum al hajja ra'san. You people would have quitted Hajj totally. In other words, none of you would go for Hajj. You would just leave the Hajj. وَمَا حَجَّ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٍ. None of you would go for Hajj. وَيْحَكَ أَمَا عَلِمْتَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ اتَّخَذَ كَرْبَلَاءَ حَرَمًا آمِنًا مُبَارَكًا قَبْلَ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ مَكَّةَ حَرَمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, didn't you know that Allah has taken or chosen Karbala to be a haram which is secure and mubarak before taking Makkah as a haram? So we must understand that this is the time where we are mourning for Abi Abdullah alayhi salam along with all the mawjudat. We are not alone. All the malaika of Allah, the anbiya, the shuhada. This is one of the things where you can have rifaqat, companionship with all of those great personalities. This Buka al Hussein and Ziyaratul Hussein alayhi salam, Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam, this is going to make us rafiq and provide us ma'iyyat and companionship with whom? With all the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are crying over Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. All the anbiya are crying over Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. All the shuhada cry for him. All the siddiqeen cry for him. All the saliheen cry for him. All the awsiya cry for him. And all the mu'mineen who care about Imam Hussein alayhi salam, those who cannot cry can even make a face. Man baka aw abka aw tabaka wajabat lahul jannah. Isn't that right? So if we can have tabaki, if we cannot cry ourselves or we cannot make other people cry, we can always make a face as if we are crying, and we will be included because of our shabahat with the baqeen, with those who are crying. We make our face similar to them, and because of the shabahat and resemblance, we will be counted as one of those who have cried. This is the rahmat of Allah. So Buka al-Hussein is one of the greatest values of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, of Islam. We want our kids to be crying. That's why I always say in various cities that please hold your majalis, your baramij, your programs in your centers in English language. I don't see the youth who are born and raised in America having tears in their eyes over Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. And this is a warning I am giving as a fariza among Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all of you. Please hold your programs in your places, in your centers, in your masajid, in your Husainiyah, in the English language, so our kids learn about Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. They also cry like the elders cry. We don't want our kids to be mahroom from the Buka al-Hussein. Because our Urafa say, everything, every ni'mat of Allah that we receive in our lives is through the Buka al-Hussein. Every ni'mat we receive is because of that. So how can we underestimate the value of the Buka? The Buka al-Hussein alayhi salam is the one that empowers us to take a stand against the tughyan of the tawagheed. Buka al-Hussein is a slap on the face of zalimeen. Buka al-Hussein is a guarantee that we will be doing istiqamat on the path of the siratul mustaqim. Buka al-Hussein is a guarantee that we will abstain from the haram, because Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the madhar of the ism of Allah, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub wal-Absar. One person comes into the majlisul aza of Imam Hussein and he's totally transformed because of the Buka al-Hussein. So we end up abstaining from the harams. Buka al-Hussein is a guarantee that we will do Ithar for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Karbala is a story of Ithar. Isn't that right? Where people are, the Imam Hussein and his people are doing Ithar fi sabilillah. And Buka al-Husayn is a guarantee that we will have the life full of karamat and dignity and izzat, because Imam Husayn as-salam already said, hayhat minna dhillah. Buka al-Husayn is a guarantee that we will have sabr and patience over all the hardships we face on the sirat al-mustaqim in our life. And Buka al-Husayn is a guarantee that we will have the end result of our life as shahadat and martyrdom in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Buka al-Husayn is a guarantee that we will be joining the zumra and caravan and category of Imam Husayn and Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha. Because they don't leave those followers who cry upon them, they don't leave them alone. They are Kareem ibn Kareem ibn Qurama. They don't leave those who cry on them alone. So we have authentic tradition that tells us that when the people on this planet earth, we learn in the light of the hadith, when people on this earth are holding the Majlisul Aza for Imam Husayn alayhi salam, they are sitting over the wings of the angels. Angels of Allah come and they spread their wings under the feet of those mu'mineen who hold the Majlisul Aza with Abi Abdullah. So they are not sitting on the ground. When the Mu'tabar hadith tells us they are sitting over the wings of the Malaika. And these Malaika, when they go away from the earth and towards the heaven, and they have a special smell coming, beautiful smell coming from their existence, from their wujud. And the angels of the heaven ask them, where does the smell coming from? How come you have this smell? And they said, we were there on earth participating, sitting, spreading our wings under the feet of those holding the Majlisul Aza for Husayn ibn Ali ibn Salam. We participated in the Majlisul Aza on earth. There were a bunch of mu'mineen who gathered and they were talking about Abi Abdullah alayhi salam's musibat and his zikr, and we were spreading our wings under their feet. So this beautiful smell is coming because of that. And then the angels of the heaven say, let us also go to the earth so we can also spread our wings under their feet. And they tell those angels, no need to go there because Majlisul Aza has ended. It has ended. So now we find the angels of the heaven, this Malaikatul Sama, they still go towards the earth. And although the Majlisul Aza has ended, and the people have left the Husayniya or the Masjid, but they still go there and they rub their wings over the Farshul Aza, over the place where the people Mu'mineen were sitting, holding the Majlisul Aza. They rub their wings at that place and they also end up having the same smell coming from them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to hold the majalis al-aza khalisatan li wajhihi fi sabilillah in the love of Imam Husayn ibn Ali alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do the buka al-Husayn in the real meaning of the buka concept. This makes us mustaqim, doing istiqamat in the face of zalimeen and tawaghit. That's the real concept of buka. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to understand the ma'arif of Quran and the salam, and to practice those ma'arif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين يا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه تجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين. نشست در این وفا